Welcome to Train Hot Dog, a podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today we're going to be talking about... where did I put my notes? Somewhere on this train. Ah, yes. Does... When metal gets hot, does it go through the entire... Because I've seen things that are like... white because they're hot, and like red because they're hot. Can they also be green because they're hot? That's my question now. But first, rider mail. Where did I put my notes? Here we go. This is from the 917 area code. This writer writes, "Jimbo, Jimbo, Jimbo. It's me, Mr. 917, but you can call me J-Dog. That's J-Dog-G-G. Presumably standing for good game. You know what I need? Anyway, thanks for the answer. That's answer my question from last week. But I have a new question for you. Because April is Frog Month. How are you going to be celebrating April as Frog Month? Thanks, buddy, as always. Love you, peace out, have a good day and night, bye-bye." So Frog Month, I hadn't heard of that. That's new. Maybe that explains frog.tips, the URL that everybody's been sending me lately. I'll probably celebrate by going to frog.tips and reading some frog tips, because those are pretty funny. I hope that answers your question. Also, how is it that you're getting so much more... This is my question to you, Mr. 917. How is it that you're getting so much more understandable text out of the Google Voice transcriber? Is it almost like reasonable punctuation in there? It's weird. Alright. So it's time to start the meat of the podcast here. We've got segments now. I'm just going to search for green hot. I think that's a good way to start this episode. GreenShot, a free and open source chat tool. GreenShot, GreenShot, Green Hot Sauce. Green Canyon Hot Springs. Let's try putting green hot in quotes. Oh, here we go. Autocomplete says green hot sauce, green hot tub water. Green hot tub water sounds bad. Yeah, you don't want that. Green hot chocolate, green hot wheels, green hot peppers, green hot dogs, green hot air balloon, green hot rod, green hot sauce for sushi. I'm going to go ahead and put it in quote, comes up. Cinnamon, oh, green hot wheels. Yeah, all right. What colors do metal turn, or does metal turn when hot? Why does metal change color when heated? Yahoo answers. It's the gold. Thermochromic materials, such as metals, reversibly change color as their temperature is changed. Remember, color is a function of the human visual system and not an intrinsic property. Objects don't have color. They give off light that appears to be a color. Spectral power distributions exist in the physical world, but color exists only in the mind of the beholder. thanks for the philosophy lesson. The color of the light coming from a hot metal object has its origin in the emission. The metal object itself is a source of light with a color determined by its spectra. To learn more and view an excellent chart, displaying without the Y, the temperature of metals by color, please go to the web weblink provided below in the sources section. Okay, yeah, let's take a look at your sources, buddy. There's no sources anymore. They removed the sources from Yahoo Answers. So sad. Colors of heated metals. Seeing heat. Causes of color. Colors of heated metals. Sizes.com. Pardon me. Before infrared pyrometers became available, blacksmiths and other metalworkers judged the temperature of heated steel and iron by its color. Red, dark red, dull cherry red, bright cherry red, orange, yellow, yellow, white, brilliant white, dazzling white. Okay, these are all like, this is Halcombe steel, or just steel in general, going from 400 degrees Celsius to 1600. Dazzling white. Colors for tempering, very pale yellow, light yellow, pale straw yellow, deep straw yellow, dark yellow, yellow brown yellow, spotted red brown purple. Here we go. This is the good stuff. Light purple, full blue, very dark blue. That's the source is the Halcombe Steel Company, 1908. Thirteenth Book of Natural Magic, Tempering Steel. Then, as Pliny faith, it is commonly made soft with oil, spelled O-Y-L, and hardened by water. It is, I'm going to stop pointing out the spelling anachronisms because they're super common here. It is accustomed to quench thin bars of iron and oil, and they may not grow brittle, that they may not grow brittle by being quenched in water. Nothing hath put me forward more to seek higher matters than this certain experiment, that iron may be made so weak and soft by oil that it may be rested and broken with one's hands, and by water it may be made so hard and stubborn that it will cut like lead. Cut iron like lead. The temper of a knife to cut bread, the temper of iron for wood. Instruments like blood. Temper of iron for a scythe. This is a really interesting webpage. Why does steel turn blue when heated? Ask science. Shift in color is a result of thin film interference. As it heats, the thin layer of iron oxide forms, and some light is able to pass through it and be reflected off. I need to read the question for that to make sense, I think. Why does steel turn blue when heated? They cut metal for a living. And using carbide cutters, a rule of thumb is that if chips coming off are blue, then you are cutting past them. They do not return to silver when they cool down. And you can also get them to come off tan, purple, or black, depending on cutting speed. I'm pretty sure this is due to heat, because when coolant is used, they stay silver. This is with the 1045 plain carbon steel and many others, but certain steels such as 316 and stainless will only get to tan in my experience, though I haven't superheated any to prove this. Long story short, I'm curious why the chips turn blue. And to repeat earlier, they don't return to silver when they cool down, so they stay blue, apparently. As it heats, a thin layer of iron oxide forms, and some light is able to pass through and be reflected off. The light that bounces on the top surface and bottom surface of the layer end up shifted out of phase and interferes with itself. Whether the interference is constructive or destructive depends on the wavelength of light, causing a shift in color as some parts of the spectrum are strengthened and other parts are weakened. It's the same effect that causes shimmering colors as oil on water or in soap bubbles. But since the layer thickness on heated steel is much more stable and constant rather than single flat color. Okay, this is not what I'm talking about, but that's interesting. Four ways to color metal. Why does metal turn red when heated? Color of chemicals. Why does metal turn red when heated? Answers.com. Electrons skip from one energy level to another and release photons. That's a really short answer. Good. It's super simple. Tempering is the process of heat treating, which is used to increase the toughness of iron-based alloys. Tempering is usually performed after hardening to reduce some of the excess hardness and is done by heating the metal to some temperature below the critical point for a certain period of time, then allowing it to cool in still air. The exact temperature determines the amount of hardness removed and depends on both the specific composition of the alloy and on the desired properties of the finished product. For instance, very hard tools are often tempered at low temperatures, while springs are tempered to much higher temperatures. The oldest known example of tempered martensite. Martensite, is that a word? Is a pickaxe, which was found in Galilee, dating from around 1200 to 1100 BC. The process was used throughout the ancient world, from Asia to Europe and Africa. Many different metal methods and cooling baths for quenching have been attempted during ancient times, for quenching in urine, blood, or metals like mercury or lead. But the process of tempering has remained relatively unchanged over the ages. Tempering was often confused with quenching, and often the term was used to describe both techniques. Annealing is also another term. Paint from metal and metal surfaces, Rust-Oleum, pure blue glow-in-the-dark paint, no temperature when metal glows red, convey more with color. What color of races? Oh, Happy Tooth, North Carolina, colors of races. There's a picture of a smiling girl with green and pink braces. Gives braces their colors. Braces involve many parts, including the brackets, archway, and metal bands. Elastics are bands. Rubber around each bracket. Of course, you may choose ceramic braces and brackets if you want to keep your braces low profile. And you may opt for Invisalign if you'd like to keep your dental treatment as invisible as possible. If you've chosen either of these options, you're probably not looking to add color to your mouth. On the other hand, if you're getting typical steel braces, your brackets and wires will be silver. It's the tiny elastics of your mouth. As these elastics get changed during your orthodontic visits every 4 to 6 weeks, you don't have to settle for just one color. You can switch colors each visit. and so whether or not it's allow you to choose different colors of elastics for each tooth from the color from a color wheel. The Happy Tooth even provides an online color selector for braces so you can test out your look virtually first. Print it out and bring it to you for your next braces color picker. Oh man, there's the list of color Oh man, you wear braces for 18 to 24 months. Why not have some fun with them and express yourself with a colorful smile? Ah, here's some colors you should avoid. Black elastics may mimic rotting teeth or food in your teeth. White may seem like a good choice, but may actually make your teeth appear more yellowed. Plus, white elastics stain more easily. Likewise, if your enamel already appears slightly yellow, yellow elastics will intensify this effect. Green or brown elastics may be mistaken for food in your teeth. Have fun rendering your mouth. Living with Invisalign. If you've determined with the help of your dentist that you need to straighten your teeth, you may want to choose Invisalign over braces. Invisalign will straighten your teeth without drawing attention to them. But what is the real scoop about living with Invisalign? Living with Invisalign requires a little work. Invisalign will require a little work and commitment on your end, just like braces. If you want the treatment to work, you will need to wear your aligner trays for 20 to 22 hours a day. Brush twice daily and floss as usual, but only around your teeth and not brackets. Clean your aligner trays daily during lukewarm water or Invisalign cleaning kit. Change out your trays about every 2 weeks. Change out your trays, oh, you already read that. Visit your doctor for a checkup about every 6 weeks. This extra work will only last through the short time of your treatment, and it's a matter of straightening your teeth for a brighter smile and a healthier mouth. Tattoo inks consist of pigments combined with a carrier and are used in tattooing. Tattoo inks are available in a range of colors that can be thinned and mixed together to produce other colors and shades. Most professional tattoo artists purchase inks pre-made, known as predispersed inks, while some tattooers mix their own using dry pigment and a carrier. Tattoo ink is generally permanent. Tattoo removal is difficult, painful, and the degree of success depends on the materials used. Recently developed inks claim to be comparatively easy to remove. So unsubstantiated claims have been made that some inks fade over time, yielding a semi-permanent tattoo. Glow-in-the-dark ink and blacklight ink. Both blacklight and glow-in-the-dark inks have been used for tattooing. Glow-in-the-dark ink absorbs infrared light and glows in the dark conditions by process of phosphorescence. Blacklight ink does not glow in the dark, but reacts with non-visible UV light, producing a visible glow by fluorescence. The resulting glow of both these inks is highly variable. The safety of such inks and for use on humans is widely debated in the tattoo community. The ingredients in some glow inks are listed as polymethyl methacrylate, and microspheres of fluorescent dye suspended in UV sterilized distilled water. A recently introduced ink has been developed to make it easier to remove by laser treatment than traditional inks, Infinitink. Tattoo ink designed to simplify tattoo removal, the ink breaks down more quickly in laser light than conventional inks. It's also the first tattoo ink to be developed in the United States with medicinal trials for safety testing. Ink formulation consisted of inert plastic beads made of PMMA containing bioremovable dyes. During tattoo removal, laser light can rupture the beads, allowing the ink to leak out for removal by the body's immune system. Freedom 2 referred to the technology as the Particle Encapsulation and Enhancement Platform. Don't they make e-ink tattoos yet? Programmable tattoo system, ThinkGeek. Tattoos that change with your mood. Uses safe subdermal implants.